For the record, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
They just wanna be it. I'm just blessed to see it. Yeah. I know they don't know what I'm talking about and shit. Fly guys are cool. The plan is to get it. While you here pimping, when all these obstacles is impossible, well it's sinking. God forbid them that they know no better. I've been through a few storms like tropical weather. Many city nights with that South Pole leather, polo sweater. Had two boys, I was trying to do better, but I was angry inside. Everywhere that I go, you seen it all in my eyes. The outside looking fine. I had my life in a backpack with a snap rack. Black 380 just in case I had a clap back. Don't wanna catch a flashback of long factors. Let that sink in, ain't no tripping. I just be thinking, in this world where everybody's on a mission, so Lord forgive them that they do no wrong to me. Understand the garbage, you all miss me.
I'm blessed to see it, they wanna be it. It's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to see it.
I'm playing to the maximum, y'all can't stop me. My moves are miraculous, yeah, spectacular. Grind all night, you can call me Dracula. Mind star for the record, my team back me up. You ain't gotta listen, but I'ma keep acting up. You talk too much, fam, but I'ma keep stacking up. You move too much, fam, but I'ma keep planning up. Move out to Africa, switch it up to Canada.
I'm gonna see it.
So damn high now, I swear I can touch the sky now. Yeah, it ain't no do or die now. I'm just thriving, I'm just thriving now. But I've been drinking when I'm driving. But I swear it's for a good purpose, cause I used to want this life I'm living. You see, I know that I deserve this. Hey, it's okay, my eyes slow down. I always knew that I was your worst kid, ay, but look at me now, ma, said I'd never make it right. They all never have a fucking chance. They never knew I laid awake at night, just asking the devil if I could have a chance for a day. So I mosey, yeah, I mosey, yeah, I mosey down this road. It's a cold, long path, one that my soul knows. From sunrise to sunset, it's in between the lines. Have faith in he knows best. Living my life blind in the time I've been using. I know it has been borrowed. I don't know if I will rise or if I'll see tomorrow. Happiness has been equalized with pains of sorrow. It's okay, the little flower, you need some water so I can grow. Fly little birdies, fly high and fly away. Go and spread your wings and find that little promised land. And if you land, if you find it, please tell me where it's at. I just wanna be right there and show where it's gone back. I've been gone for too long. Now I need someone to show me the way home. So I call and I say, leave a porch light on. It's been a long day. I put one foot down and the other's gonna follow. For my son and for my daughter, going harder by the daily. Got a list of fucking problems, everyone just drives me crazy. And it's never going on stop, but I gotta be on top. Fuck about the pick a lock, my style is just unorthodox. Yeah, but I'm moving kinda slow. Thinking it's all good, I think I need to find a road. I just had some time for my mind to fucking roam. So now I think it's good, now it's time to go home. But these mountains and these peaks, they be stressing long person. But I know I ain't weak, but I'ma do what I got, I'ma find my fucking peace. Like, hold up, alright. Take a deep breath as I exhale. I know there's a lot of problems, but I swear I will prevail. Like, fuck, I want heaven, I ain't tryna live in hell. But I come from the flames, like, who are you to blame for the pain? Yeah, it's just running through the veins. Smoking on this ganja, hoping shit is gonna change. But I'm looking in the mirror, then it's just looking the same. Now it seems I gotta change it, like I gotta change my game. I'm looking highly on the daily, like I said before. I got a lot of shit that drives me crazy. Old lady, man, I feel like she don't play me. But I keep on going, fuck, you ain't gonna let it shame me. Like, the old me's the only reason I'm the new me. Fucking feel me, put your hands up and get groovy. Let's just try to join, fuck it, get right to the point. You gotta do what you gotta, right?
Big train of fucking building.
Hey, man, this city crazy.
Three. We foreign. Every bitch I fuck with foreign. If she wasn't, then she foreign. Even if I ain't in the foreign, I'm still winning, bitch, I'm scoring. Foreign. Every bitch I fuck with foreign. If she wasn't, then she foreign. Even if I ain't in the foreign, I'm still winning, bitch, I'm scoring. Again, so she foreign, and she bad as hell like Lauren. Hell of London, she the baddest. Booty jumping, it's the fattest. And she got a good brain, so I don't gotta mention asses. I'm sick of the shit they be talking about. With a key, get a free, better bow down. Running back, not running your damn mouth. Back then, running ran out of your damn house. With the gun maxed up, help get down. Back then, would have been on some bullshit. Pissed with what, even though I got a full clip. Nigga, don't make me go back. Every bitch I fuck was foreign. If she wasn't, then she foreign. Even if I ain't in the foreign, I'm still winning, bitch, I'm scoring. Foreign. Every bitch I fuck was foreign. If she wasn't, then she foreign. Even if I ain't in the foreign, I'm still winning, bitch, I'm scoring. Kick down those, or maybe go back and kick down your real shit. Back then would've let two go, but I'm a chicken man, I'ma let y'all know real shit. Back then used to bust down hoes, lucky got a bitch, so I bust down yours. But yo, think it's sweet, I will go back to my old way. Yeah, don't got time for these niggas, you don't want the old trick.
gray, yeah. Trying to move on in life with my pay, yeah. Dirty bitch hung, don't got time to be a player. My flow is like some money as I keep pulling back the layer. Back then I'd switch my flows, I'd switch my beats and switch my whole
real shit.
Back then I was rapping and shit, I was trapping and shit, used to flip them whole
real shit.
Back then they should run that shit, I was left, these niggas had the deals on the old right now. So I got that pip, don't slow that shit, I just blow them old. Let's get back to my bitch, yeah, she foreign and she bad as fuck. Beautiful little bitch, red hair and she tatted up. No, I'm never letting up, through thick and thin, it's always up. Fuck them hoes, they don't get no love, try me on my bitch, you'll get them slugs.
Every bitch I fuck was foreign. If she wasn't, then she foreign. Even if I ain't in the foreign, I'm still winning, bitch, I'm scoring. Foreign. Every bitch I fuck was foreign. If she wasn't, then she foreign. Even if I ain't in the foreign, I'm still winning, bitch, I'm scoring.
On that dope on the way to hit a lick. Slip my bitch's dancer when we shoot, she don't trip. He took 8 to the chest, left 2 in the clip. Ran up close range, let him go, then I dip. I got the wishing pills, yeah, get your ass lit. Big scope on the top, and he can get your ass tipped. So some shit to a Benny, took his very last hit. And the trap out with the dog, got 100 of them pits. Have I just come through a bitch, I whip up on some bricks. She got pills in the pussy, in the loud, in the tits. So the club dry wall, shit, it is what it is. He came back the next week, talk about he need a brick. Shit fucked up, can't die broke. I had to get my bucks up. Never hiding if you looking for me, bitch, what's up? Shorty looking thick ass, sitting like a dump truck. Hit you in your shit, have you looking like a dumb fuck.
What's up, go and get your bucks up. Dumb slut, shut up, face down, buns up. What's up, blunts up, young nigga running up. Pull up, guns up, dump, that's a number 2. Shoot a him and all his dudes. Got on playing peekaboo, light him up, big as shoes. Bless these niggas know what you. Kill this dog, Scooby-Doo, with my dog, Bluey cool. Beat him red, beat him blue, blow his brains by the pool. Throw a man, go again, ghost his ass like a rider. Dragon breath, spit it fire, killing shit, Michael Myers. Telling birds, get a fire, yeah, I'm hyper, getting higher. Only time lying when I'm tired, no liar, haha. Let me slow it down for you niggas. I can get you whacked for a couple pounds, my nigga. Don't know me, cause I don't be around no niggas. Don't mean that this ain't my town, little niggas, it's Trey.
Let me dust off these kicks, back alleys where I dip, move quick, get out that way, white boy, when I'm quick, they talk that shit, make a movie, fuck a blick, and grab a blick and let it spray, huh? Any occasion, just to show you who I am, don't go ham, bro, about to kill a moth, so call me Rambo. To let it thunder, sit, fuck it, just let it rain. Never be no joy if there wasn't any pain. From pain, I done changed up and finally found the lane. I just went and copped the whip and now they calling me insane. Fuck bread, get his stack, some more chips. Ops dead, mouth fit, top with closed lips. We just smoke blunts, roll up, take some more sips. How much better can life round here really get, get nasty, popping shit off like acne. Y'all ain't really trying to rise, so why you trying to get at me, Lil' mama say you looking like a snack seat. We can do the dash and I can fuck you in the backseat. Grimy motherfucker, I don't show love to get none. Tryna take a piece of what is mine, then you can get fucked. Bitch, don't stand up, you never fucking standing. This shit is up in motion, it just took some years of planning. Told you done fucked up when I found out who I am. My eyes are really open, now you fucking with the men. Now I'll break it down, watch it, I love to see just when they glisten. I told the bitch to shut up, sit down, she better listen. There better not be a point up in this vagueness. And if there is a savage on the streets, he's out here on a mission. I couldn't find my lane, so I drove off road. I'm smoking on some flame, cause my soul's gone cold. Hard-headed, street vetted, still remember that come up. Late nights are straight stressing, but that shit don't get brung up. Long nights, squeaky floor boards and the trap doors closed. Fiends, addicts, and tour whores, yeah, my eyes closed. Stacking up, yeah, I'm having a double up. Having fun with the juice that I'm putting in my double cup. I don't know what it is to be putting up in this blunt. I just down to hold that bottle, I'm wobbling, I'm turning up. Yes, I'm a savage, I'm staying up with a ratchet. Bad habits, I just can't snag it, goddamn it, I'm going for it.
It's your boy Fly Guys, and you already know BX in the building. The Red Spotlight, we here. And I mean, I don't know if y'all noticed, but the two artists I've been playing, you know what I mean, is definitely Boss Body Trey and Soda Coda. You feel me? So we here for the record radio. Tune in or you motherfucking tuned out. If y'all want to talk to these independent artists that are out here working, young and gunning, you feel me? Y'all tune in. Call that number, 929-477-425. Little Red, Big Red, you already know, not the little one. The beautiful Red will be sliding through here in about 5 minutes. Man, she's lost in the city, lost in the south. Y'all know what the fuck going on, man. But you know what? Let's show some love.
Night light, bright lights, ooh, I want you tonight, ooh. Tell me what we finna do tonight, ooh. Is you coming through tonight, ooh?
Shots on me, girl, you can drink for free, girl. Do whatever you want, baby, it's a free world. Shots on me, girl, you can drink for free, girl. Do whatever you want.
She said slide through, just don't bring your pride through. We go back since high school, and she been hot since high school. Been a man, but I'm still not rich. She sick, gotta make my head turn. Slide through, gotta get your drinks off. Come over and take your slides off. You know I'm not your type, go find someone your size. You left cause you weren't right. Come tee up, babe, let's get high. Losing focus, goddamn I'm losing focus. Shy girl when I approached you, you a wild girl, no one knows. I seen the way you are, prey on a shooting star. Stay if you want my love. I seen the way you are, prey on a shooting star. Stay if you want my cup, stay if you want my love.
Light, light, bright lights, ooh, I want you tonight, ooh. What we finna do tonight, ooh. Is you coming through tonight, ooh.
Shots on me, girl, you can drink for free, girl. Do whatever you want, baby, it's a free world. Shots on me, girl, you can drink for free, girl. Do whatever you want, baby, it's a free world.
We ain't talked for a while, we ain't linked for a minute. New year, no new beginnings, but tonight I'm feeling reminiscent.
Let's go for throttle, baby, I'm going full throttle. Baby, you dress like a model, smoking gelato. I'ma hear you lit tonight, cause we ain't gotta work till tomorrow, ooh.
What's the mood? I'm feeling you tonight. You ain't usually right, not your usual guy.
Let's fight tonight.
Tonight, ooh. Tell me what we finna do tonight, ooh. Is you coming through tonight, ooh?
Shots on me, girl, you can drink for free, girl. Do whatever you want, baby, it's a free world. Shots on me, girl, you can drink for free, girl. Do whatever you want, baby, it's a free world.
That's two D's on the end on Instagram. Let's see.
My
Let's
brother,
see what's
you
going
calling
on.
Me down real quick. Let me get
Hey, yo, squad.
Let's get
squad, big squad. Oh, yeah, we are. y'all.
We met.
We officially in the building on the Beautiful Red page. Y'all, we gonna need you to tap in and head over there. We making it work. We live from the car. We was at the Ricky Collins event, y'all, so stuff is running over just a little bit. So, shout out to collaboration over competition. We got a lot of shit going on today. We live. So, for the record radio, Boss Body, Trey in the building.
Go to an
so, Dakotas, let's go. Got us on the one and fools, y'all.
with the baddest bitch. Y'all don't even know where I came from. Got a couple around me still standing, call them motherfuckers my day one. This shit looking like we planned it, cause I'm stepping up my A1.
For the record radio, you guys, I am the model known as the Beautiful Red, tuning in from the back seat today. So, I got Trey Boss Body in the building. I got Soda Coda in the motherfucking building.
What's up?
You know, family affair. Welcome back, bro. We appreciate you.
What's up with?
Y'all better remember him from his own radio show on Photo Record Radio. So this is definitely a family fair. We bringing it back together. Remember collaboration over competition before we anything else. So, Fly Gaza approved. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to. I appreciate y'all for holding me down today. Thank
most
you.
Most definitely.
Thank first time you had to hop in for me.
When, you know, good vibes, good energy, man. Good music, always, man.
I'm very proud of y'all. First of all, let me definitely tell you guys.
Thank you.
For even though people think that when you separate, it means it is bad terms. So we remain family.
Mm-hmm.
We support each other.
That's
we
our
love
support.
Each other. I love them. Congratulations on everything you guys got going on.
Thank you.
So, thank you for coming to
you as well. You as well. You out here moving state to state.
We try.
Event to event. Gig to gig.
We over here. We try, y'all. Make sure you guys stay tuned in with me. I'm the model known as the Beautiful Red, and it is Sunday night. It's the Red Spotlight where you tune in with the elite in your cities and mine. I got two of the best. So we're going to dig in a little deep. We're going to get some music going, and we're going to vibe, as you see. So, Gaza, play something else. Bring them out. We're going to get it together, y'all.
Get that shit.
Okay. Posse down here by the creative space. We wait on him.
Hey, this shit right here, y'all.
Drop it hot. hotter than a bitch, but the flow keep me cold. Call me Sean Rick, call me George Doe. I'm hotter than a bitch, but the flow keep me cold.
Bitch, I'm pussy cause I'm hot.
Pay these bills, so I'm the one to partake it. Split it and earthquake it, like it's in that Drake it. Bitch, don't touch me, I am hot, ain't fucking playing. Smoking a gas station, she snorting some Caucasian. Sitting black and blazing, she swallowing my baby. Every song I drop, bitch, is hot, hot, hot. Break your neck, bitch, let's rock, rock, let's rock. Hey, bro, don't touch me, bitch, I'm hot, hot, hot.
Bitch, I'm touching.
Make sure you guys are tuning with us, 929-477-2425, where you can talk to us live and direct. Yeah, we chilling in the car, but you can still holler at us. Call in. Talk your shit.
I've always wanted to do, like, a car bars. I had an idea for about car bars. Just driving around.
I mean, we in the car, you got some bars, so I mean.
Car bars, man.
What's up, Sony?
Yeah.
Car bars coming soon. So Dakota, you guys.
Car bars.
Hey, what was the name of that song?
So y'all just heard was I'm Hot, produced by Siobhan's Beats, a guy from India. I found on YouTube, reached out to him, dope young kid, man, and he trying to grow, I'm trying to grow too, so he got some shit, I got some shit, and we go try to link up, man. I'm trying to get some producers down, but yeah, that song right there is I'm Hot, man. Look it up on all platforms.
It definitely was. Bustin'. Let's go. Make sure you guys in the comments let us know what you were thinking of the music going. Y'all getting a lot of exclusives, a lot of new drops. They been in and out. They be dropping stuff and then they be hired away. They be dropping stuff and they be hired away. So you gotta pay attention. But everything that they got going on. We got concerts getting ready to go on, collaborations getting ready to tune in, but you guys gotta stay tuned in with us tonight to find that out later on in the show. Remember, you can call in and talk to us live. Or you can hop on our IG where you can find us all. Remember, this will be available an hour after the show as well. So remember, I'm the model known as the Beautiful Red, touching bases with the elite in your city and mine. So tune in tonight. Make sure you guys are grabbing all the music before and after the show. You guys remember they are downloadable on all social media platforms, and I will drop the links in my bio later on today so that you guys can have that available for you. Now, Boss Body, it's been a little bit since you've been gone for the records. Tell us what you've been doing.
Man, well, shit, first of all, I've been making babies. I got a baby due baby due soon. Shit, July 19th, that's one thing that's new with me.
Congratulations.
Making babies, making music, making moves, trying. So, yeah, it's really same old, still working 7 days a week, still making music, still doing a podcast. But really what's new is just new music out, new collaboration projects. I got three collaboration projects I'm working on. I got one done, one with Stampede. I got one halfway done, my brother, Trust Devon. I got one with Killer Beat. So, boy, y'all, you're hot today.
He dropping music like it's hot, y'all. Y'all better make sure you stay tuned in. My brother got a baby on the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
July, again, you're being born, baby. Mm-hmm. Let's go. We're going to have us a photo record radio, baby. And a boss body, baby. Perfect collaboration over competition. Mm-hmm. Y'all is a baby, ain't you? You don't know somebody until you got a kid with them.
That's true.
So Dakota is also a father. When I say a father, he not a baby daddy. He is a father, ladies and gentlemen. Can you tell us how it is to balance that with your career growing, with your kids? How do you balance that with coming up in the entertainment business?
That's probably one of the biggest obstacles, too. Like, honestly, just before I got here, I just left Como, too. That's why I was rushing to get my ass. My daughter had a bloody lip there, so I got blood on my pants right now. I couldn't stop the change so I could keep looking fly at all
time. I'm
straight up dad mode, dude. I got a 6-year-old and 2-year-old at home. The awesome part of it is my son loves music. My daughter loves music.
Yeah.
You know, I got a little song hidden away with my son right now.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool that he's getting on the mic and stuff like that. And it's cool because it's sacrifices, but I really feel like I'm chasing a dream and it's working out. So it's cool to show the kids, like, yo, you can chase a dream. Like, whatever that you want to do, go out there and get that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a give and take, but drive. I can't answer the question. It's both. There's no balance to it. You're full in the life and you're a dad, but with the music, you're full music.
One thing I will definitely say to these men, because I know them in person, they are fathers, not just baby daddies. So shout out to All For The Record Radio and Boss Body Baby on the way. And shout out to our little Coders. Little Juice, you know mommy always holding it down. So, you guys, more than anything, what do y'all want to tell y'all girls? Like, what do you want to tell the people who don't know you guys? Like, I know y'all. So I'm comfortable with you guys. I know your careers. I know you personally. I know what you guys are working on. What do they need to know off that when they say, Boss Body, what's in your bio? What's in your bio?
Shit, man. They see I'm a husband. That's number one. They see I'm a husband. I'm a proud father. That's my first thing I got in there. CEO of Boss Body Entertainment. I do podcasts, interviews. Myself just don't make music. I try to entertain people. You know, it's entertainment. So it's on Boss Body Entertainment. I try to entertain people, make funny skits sometimes, funny reels, funny bars. And they call me the Radar Rap Star because I'm real ratchet. So I like that ratchet rap. I like to real shit. I'm either the conscious or I'm a ratchet. They, you know.
I got
pop. I did go pop all of last the end of last year. I went pop, so I'm back on my rap shit now. Back on my rap shit. So expect some nasty bars, some ratchet rap.
Your husband, but he actually
I'm talking about.
Let's go.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. This song right here, man. This right here is my. I didn't even expect this song to be as big as it was. I be doing a lot of remixes and stuff. And but this one right here took off. And every time I perform this, motherfuckers just love the vibe, love the energy, and love the bars because niggas nasty as hell and everything true too. So make sure you tune in.
Caller, make sure you stay tuned in with us. We gonna listen to this song and we gonna take that caller right after this song.
Trying to do me, little bitch, I thought you knew me, going best tatted in my school. Met her in 09, didn't fuck to 1-5. When I did, I broke her spine, then I went and wrote this line. Hacking at lunch, I got juice, don't get punched. Take your bitch and then I hunch. Smoked the leash and then I munch. She the breakfast, I'm the brunch. I'm nasty, uh-huh.
What you tell a bitch?
Put that pussy on me.
Pussy on me. Pussy on me. What you tell a bitch?
Boss Mighty Brown, y'all. Y'all better stop playing with him. Thank you guys for tuning in with us. Again, I am the model known as the Beautiful Red, and this is the Red Spotlight. Make sure you guys tune in with me every Sunday night at 7 p.m. where I touch bases with the elite in your city of mine. Today, I got two of the dopest in my city. So Dakota, Trey, Boss Body. Y'all, we got a caller. Somebody on the line want to talk to y'all.
Yo, what's good?
Guys,
caller, where you from, what's your name, and what you do?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, caller, what's your name, where you from, and what do you do?
Well, this is your mother. I'm from the cloud.
No.
Mother was there in the house.
OG, Mama Duke. Mama Duke.
What the song say?
Thank Mama.
You know, got for show my support, Big Beautiful Red. Watch your podcast as well. You're doing your damn
thing.
You. Keep doing it.
Thank you.
And y'all doing it. Y'all gonna blow up sooner than later. Best believe that.
Thank you. Exactly.
Love you.
Claim the name of God. Thank you, Mama. I love you.
We got this, baby. I love you, too.
Thank you. You did a good job.
Have a blessed day, Beautiful Red.
Thank you, baby. You did a great job. I love him so much. He's definitely inspired me to keep going with my career. And he definitely saved my ass on the radio quite a few times, so I appreciate him. Thank you, guys, so much for tuning in. We appreciate all of the supporters and all of the love.
Always and forever.
Thank you, Mama Boss Body, and congratulations, you got a grandbaby coming.
Yes, ma'am, can't wait to meet my little peanut.
Little Trey on the way. Hashtag, little Trey on the way.
Blow that hashtag up for this baby getting here, y'all, July. Hashtag Boss Body, hashtag little Trey on the way.
Let's get it.
Let's go, y'all. But no, that's super, super dope. Y'all be having real life going, and we all balancing that. So, what do you fans got to look forward to coming up? So, I heard you got some collaborations going on with Iowa getting ready to come up. Tell us a little bit about that.
We got a lot of stuff coming up. So, I basically just crossed my first official year, I'd say, about 4 months ago in the game of music. So, I just sat back silently for that year, but learned a lot, did a couple tours and everything. So this year, we got, obviously this month, the 23rd, we got Cut Calhoun coming up, opening up for Cut Calhoun. My brother Trey going to be there. Bedbury Music going to be there. Man, a bunch of Minnesota artists are going to be there. That's going to be a fun one. I've been loving doing those shows. What I'm really excited about is tour coming up in July. So that one's going to be hitting Minnesota twice, I believe. Iowa, South Dakota, Omaha, Wisconsin. I think we're in Chicago, and that's like the third time going through Iowa. I used to live there for 2 years, so then me and you got to talking, and we got some people down in Iowa, so we're trying to get a show set up at a couple venues down in Iowa. I don't want to release the names yet because we got a couple of conversations going. We also got something going for maybe a weekend type of event down there as well, and even up in North Branch, we're working on a festival right now, actually, with a couple of connections. I'm not going to say anything solidified yet, but there's tons of stuff about to happen right now.
Stay tuned. Stay connected.
Out of country stuff might be happening. We got a lot happening right now, and it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. This has been a dream of mine forever. So to see the stuff start coming to fruition, it's badass. It's badass.
What's something that you wish somebody would have told you, Trey, before you fully set into the entertainment? Because I think once you kind of dibbling, that will become hooked if this is really your line of work. You know, the longer you become, the 9-to-5 becomes
Not that you can't do it because we do it because we got to.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still entertainers at the end of the day. We still maneuver our life around our entertainment. What do you wish somebody would have told you before you did this? Before you jumped 2 feet in and said, I'm going to be boss right here. I'm going to be...
I wish somebody would have told me the logistics, like the real details behind, like, how I can, like, they say monetize, you know, now, but I can make profit on myself. I wish someone would have told me, like, that back in the day, how I can really market myself. That would have been real good because, you know, I had a lot of swoops with fan bases throughout the years. I've been rapping since my first song, me and my bro, MD Breeze Drive, was August 22nd, 2010. So me and him were rapping together for years, and 13 years now. So we done had swoops and a lot of things, but shit done changed over time. And I wish we had a way to market ourselves back then before we can be where we are now.
Tosh from 15. No. You guys never know who's supposed to hop in the studio, so you never know who's hopping in the car. From Twin Cities Reality Club, Luscious Green Productions in the building. We was at Ricky Collins, like he said, they was at the zoo. We was all busy today, but we was all linking up, just so you know. Officially, Trey, Boss Body, Posh.
How you doing?
So, model coach, actor, Broadway.
Okay,
she got on now, y'all.
She got one hell of a resume, too, you guys. So you came in to ask them some questions, entertainer to entertainer.
I got some surprises for you guys, too. So, go ahead and fight.
I just want to know how you get past working with people that you don't want to work with, but you ain't got no choice but to work with. You know what I mean?
I always be cordial. Be cordial, and I always look at, like, you know, no matter who I'm working with, no matter what I'm doing, I always look at everything as a friendly competition. No matter what I'm doing, because, like, I want them to be great too, but
right.
I want to be great. So I want to be like, I want to let them know, like, I'm gonna fuck you up, but I want you to try to fuck me up because I want you to know that you can't. So, like, it's all love.
And I don't really see it as competition no more. I see it as pushing people to be the best, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Even when they don't even like you or whatever, you know, you might not like them, you might not mess with them.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we are working towards the same goal, you know.
Sometimes your enemies can become your good friends. I had a lot of people that I started off bad with, then became real close with, because at the end of the day, we figure out, you know, what the issue was, and then we, like, shit gets squashed. So you never know, like, shit can change. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you
right.
get your friends become your enemies, your enemies become your friends. So
and
that always just...
A lot of things be misunderstandings, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that messed up a lot of business, a lot of good business because of misunderstandings.
Mm-hmm.
I think when someone comes to you to work, despite on, like, whatever you have, obviously, they have to have some kind of love for you in the first place. They're going to try to work with you.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair to, like, return that. Like, my thing is, I give you my trust, my respect, my love, everything up front. And it's up to you to decide what we're going to do with that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is a dirty game. Like,
it is.
It's a dirty game. But everybody can win. And I'm trying to bring that back. Like, that's what the conversation I've been having with you a lot of it. It's like trying to bring back this family back to what music was. Music used to be a family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a competition about popping off, you know, whatever. It was like,
awesome.
I wanted you to come up, because guess what? We're going to go rock the stage again next week, and now he's going to come up, and now we're going to have a whole circle of people here. So I'm just trying to take whatever everyone's got, you know.
That's why there were so many groups and stuff back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yeah.
If you think about it now, everybody is solo. How many when is the last time you seen somebody say they was in a group?
They don't want to share no piece of the pie, they want to take it all, they want to be the next to pop up.
Think about the old school groups. Even, I'm talking about back in our parents' days, all the way up to the Destiny Child. We're talking to the...
You got to think about, like, back in the day, the old school groups, like how they used to support each other. Like, nowadays, like, it's like we have, like, our group is cool, because, like, we have a family in there, you feel me? And a lot of groups, like a lot of people don't have that. Like, they go solo because a lot of people just want to be by themselves. They don't want, like you said, share a piece of the pie, or they don't want to put the work in with other people. They just want to cut the.
I think that's weird, though, because, like, as a solo artist myself, like, the thing that I love about that is, like, I'm going to make the music with the dude that does hip-hop and going to make music with a guy that's doing rock the next fucking day, you know? Like, it don't really matter what. As long as you want to, like, make music and have a good time, it's art. Like, you should all be creative instead of, like, trying to make it a battle. Like, it lost the art aspect and it became a battle.
Yeah, right.
Like, and that's kind of, like, the festival thing I'm talking about. Like, I envision music being a place where you can bring a family to the event and be there. You can't do that right now. Try to bring your kids.
Right.
Like, that's not
going to
happen.
Yeah, we're none of us are doing that. None of us are doing that. Security and I, we all have security, but no, we're not doing that. Sorry. We talk about our kids briefly in media, but we're sorry. And that's just a part of us that I do think we all agree to keep separate.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. You know? Like, it's too crazy. You can't, it's a wild game. And I've learned that quick this past. Like I said, I've only been in the game for like a year and a half now. Like, I've rapped since high school, but like really trying to become an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wild game. I didn't really believe people knew to say it. I was like, how? There should be a lot of love in it. It's not that much love out here.
But, you know, I don't think a lot of people realize how much, like, the modeling industry is just like the music industry. Like, it's been, like...
All of it's similarly.
But it's like, Patty and, like, everybody trying to compete and be against each other. But to me, I feel like when we work together, we get a lot more done, and we look better.
Oh, yeah.
Remember they used to say unity is your communication. Mm-hmm. We need to start bringing that back, you guys. That's our narrative for this conversation. Make sure you guys are bringing back. It's okay to bring someone up with you. It's okay to support. Support is free. A like, a share, a heart. You did a great job. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. It goes a long damn way sometimes.
Because sometimes that's all you need is just a little... Like, you know, you might be sad, a little down.
Yeah, a little push to go a long way.
A little person say, you know, damn, you're doing a good job. They don't even have to know you. That makes
and you never know, like, who you might bring someone, like, the connection you might bring about with someone. Like, you're a little sure someone see that, like, oh, damn, you feel me? So then, like, never know. So, no.
Exactly.
So, like I always say, success, power, support. That's my whole memo, because I always felt that my whole life. So, like, always been a person, like, no matter what, I know you, don't know you. As I see you rocking, grinding, I'm trying to support you right, see me? So, like I always say, success starts before. We can't be successful without no support. Like, you can't be successful by yourself. People, no one, no matter who they is, no one is there by themselves, see me? Yeah.
Your vision gets too big for yourself.
Remember me, no big knees, no big eyes. Like, you have to remember that. Nobody is bigger than the other one. Smaller than you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I feel like, well, sometimes as artists, as creators, you know, we need to realize sometimes it's really okay to ask for help. Some people be needing help. They don't even know where to get the help from, but they be so scared to ask somebody about anything because of what they might steal idea or they might, you know, try to, you know, like, it's just weird like that sometimes. And I feel like it's okay to ask for help, but it's just the way you ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing about it? You know, what should you look like?
Yeah.
I think a big part of that is how people ask for help. That's where it comes across different these days, is that you owe me stuff or the backstabbing of it all, you know what I mean? Like, that's, because I try to come to anybody with an idea straight up of, like, look, I'm going all in on this. So either you realize that we both are sacrificing and, like, we both come up, or, I don't know, it's weird conversations. People get very selfish, and it's, I don't like the conversations.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, why can't we just, like, be true to ourselves and the equal part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just starts getting all shady. I like small circles.
Yeah.
The big circle is crazy right now.
It's crazy. You guys, let's bring back collaboration, less competition. We should support the person next to you.
Hashtag.
Really nice. Remember, I own the hashtag. You're free to use it. Collaboration over competition. Purchase. Buy the beautiful red for that very reason. To bring back that narrative to my community, to my entertainers, to me, to make sure that I always keep that in the back of my mind, that the only person I am in competition with is me and who I was 30 seconds ago.
Okay. 1 second.
So, y'all, let's bring it back. I got a little game I like to play. Let's see whose song we gon' spin next. Guys, can I get just a little sample of a song real quick? Let's see which artists know they song.
Is this a South Dakota or is this a boss body?
This is a boss body South Dakota.
Okay, well, then let's get this introduced real quick then. Period.
There's yourself.
Windows tinted, riding dirty in a caddy. Moving slow, I'm cruising slow, I'm with a baddie. She just backwoods, rolling up a fatty. Fat ass, yeah, I love to fucking grab it. Tell you profits out to make a flip quick. Did some slick shit, y'all don't know about. Hold up, get this. When that shit hit, they gon' dip quick. But this barrel don't miss. Got the youngins yelling, point them out. Okay, I'm reloaded, writing cryptic messages and secrets when I'm talking, this bad bitch, she knows how to swallow. I'm about to go to ass and make her ass follow light. Shooting stars, look up at the sky. Breaking every ceiling, fucking with the wrong guy. It's a 1-2, side piece, that's just how I ride. I'm riding for the gangsters cause they know how to survive.
Came a long way from like the confidence, your cadence now.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're really just like kind of like not lip syncing, but you're just like riding, like wasn't really like you're just talking, but now like you into it, like you're just full.
Now I feel like it's like
full,
like I don't
like
mind
everything now.
I
like
think
you definitely grown.
The show at Club Underground, I held the mic out away from my mouth for the first time, and the crowd took my stuff back. Mm-hmm. I think that struck a nerve in me of like going on stage, like, all right, you know what? Yeah, y'all fuck with this.
Yeah.
like this is what it is.
Vibes don't lie.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's one thing, guys. I think guys always say that to us. Vibes do not lie.
Yeah.
Yep.
He said it don't matter what somebody say to you, you going to know how somebody feels.
You feel it right away.
You feel
right
it. Away. You know when somebody lying to you. You know when somebody intentions ain't right with you nowadays. You know, but you also know when they feel good.
Yep.
I think that is one thing all of us in this car can agree.
Mm-hmm.
Then entertain. We can't give you one label. I can't tell you this is one thing that we do. We do a lot of things. All of us do a multitude of things. So when we say entertainer, to me, entertainer means the collaboration of your talent.
For real. And that's one of the biggest part lately for me, is reaching these people and trusting hands,
like
talking to other creators, and actually just running. It's been a blessing, honestly. Music has brought the best stuff into my life in this past 2 years. That has been the biggest curse.
Yeah.
I love it.
Can you tell me some of your inspirations coming up? So what made you just like, okay, I'm going to rap, I'm going to be entertained, I'm about to start putting EPs out, music out, because y'all dropping.
Shit. My motivation is really, like, for a while, I was saying I wasn't going to drop any more music because of all the content of music I had. But then I was like, you know, I got to keep pushing music out because not everyone fucks with everything. I have so many different types of music out there. And I'm going to keep making different types of music because I like different types of music. So I just want to keep making music as long as people keep feeling good with my music. And they like it, I'm just keep doing it. I don't got to get a big fan base or big nothing. I'm just really doing it because I want to do it. It makes me feel good. Feel
yeah.
I vibe my shit, and people around me vibe my shit. So that's good enough for me. And then if I catch a wave with the content and amount of shit I'm dropping now, that's going to be good. But I'm just motivated to keep pushing and growing and see what I can come up with. I'm just trying to really elevate and just try different things.
I remember rapping with this dude in high school. You know,
mm-hmm.
Ninth grade.
Yeah,
like playing like lunchroom.
Doing some history there.
Yeah, there's always freestyle Zeke,
yeah,
you know,
uh-huh.
On the mic, freestyling in the lunchroom. I always loved music. Music has always been. I had a kid when I just turned 19, had my firstborn, and took the 9 to 5, you know, did the thing to support the kids, and ended up having another one a couple of years later. Moved around to a few states. Was not home for a while. I think I was gone for about 6 years. And some big life events happened, you know. And music has always been a passion of mine. And at that point of life, I was already at the bottom. I figured, what else do I got to lose, you know? I might as well fucking try to shoot for the stars at this point. And I've been gaining the traction ever since, and it's been amazing. Like, it's real brought life back to me. And that's why I feel like this is more than just like, oh, I just want to be out here making moves and shining lights and good pictures and all that. You know, I mean, like that's my therapy. That's my fun. That's my relaxation. That's my communication. That's my networking. That's why I have friends right now. Like, music has brought everything back. So to me, it's not really about creating. This is living right now. So I love it.
I like that. I like that. Thank you for sharing that with
mm-hmm.
you guys. I got a major question for you. How big do you think networking and media now is taking place, because this is a new era.
Huge.
See, back in the day, it didn't matter if somebody liked your picture.
No, you could
or
spend a hard 18
if you got to stand online. Who cared? You could literally send yourself directly into the radio.
Yep.
Now it's about how many followers you have.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the switch over to media being the major thing that they look at when they want to book you? Because how many followers do you have?
Isn't that a common thing
that you guys hear nowadays?
Yeah.
And it's
kind of
important
because
people
definitely look at it. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. This is crazy because people won't tune in to your shit unless they see numbers. They won't see it until, like, they see somebody else. Like, never. That's like I'll get, like, most of my supporters are, like, random people. Like,
yep.
So, like, I try to reach out, like, so when I get people, like, different followers and stuff, okay, cool, reach out to them. What's up, Dan? So I'm always sharing their stuff. They all share my stuff. So I get followers that way. But the people that's, like, from our city won't tune in until, like, I want to see, like, you know, we always tune in when I shit, but people won't tune in, what's the name, tune in to the stuff until they see, like, other people liking the shit. So
the popularity kind
yeah,
of
yeah, so, like, it is important, but I try not to get too much into it. Like, right now I'm only tuning into my Instagram and my Facebook. I go on Twitter and just share stuff, but I don't use my Snapchat no more. I barely use that. So I'm really just tuning into my Facebook, my Instagram, because that's where I'm getting the most support at. So I'm not going to go on to other places. No, it's just a waste of time. I'm not going there. I don't use my main Facebook page. It's just my fan page. So it's only there for people who actually like my page and follow my page.
You know what? I think as you grow in, as an entertainer, I think Snapchat is the first one to go. And you know why? It's because you can't turn off your location. The privacy of being an entertainer comes with certain rules. It comes with certain things. Like, sometimes people, they think things about us before they know us, and they don't realize that we're just protecting our energy.
Yeah.
We're not saying I'm better than you. Sometimes now I have to focus on my craft so that I can deliver a level of professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can deliver, like, I have to deliver. If I'm doing all of these things, but I'm not giving you guys 100%, you can talk about me any damn way.
Mm-hmm.
So at least I'd rather have you talk about me, and I know I'm putting everything I can into a genuine me for you. So you may be mad at me. Say your joke, but I ain't gonna tell you a lie. Say it all the time.
Straight up, man. Like, people say all the time they want honesty from me straight up until you're honest with them straight up.
Yeah, okay.
And they're like, so you got a dream, you got a goal, and you got a vision.
A lot of people get mad at the truth. Like,
they do.
For real.
Like,
but I always feel like if you get mad at me telling the truth, then we can't, like, I can't even move forward with the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't be my 100% self, that 100% self that you're trying to give of yourself. I can't give that to you. So it's no reason for us to move forward.
Yeah.
You guys, make sure you're remaining your authentic self. More than anything, make sure you tune in with me on Sundays. I am the model known as the Beautiful Red, and this has been a good-ass night.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming back home, Trey. Hey,
appreciate you.
Josh, thank you for hopping in.
Great surprise.
I want you guys to make sure you give your fans your social media
well.
And let them know where they can find you guys so that they can go and download. Now, remember, you got a whole 30 minutes after this interview to get all of their music
all
live.
Everything. S-O-T-A-C-O-T-A. South Dakota. Code out the soda. It's everywhere. Check it on every platform.
Soda's live.
Ooh, there we go. Soda on every platform. Go and check that out. YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Probably, I said two of them in the same time. Check it out. They're all out there. We got a lot of work on the album right now. Music, everything. Skits, all that. We got it coming up this year. And my brother right here.
Hey, man, it's your boy, Radar Rap Star, man, Boss Body Trey, Trayvon on everything, Trayvon on all platforms, Boss Body Trey on all social media, man. Look me up.
I'm Posh. Find me at Portia Shannon on Facebook and Posh 2.0 on Instagram. And my TikTok is Miss_Posh330. So, yeah. I'm working on YouTube. I'm there too on Twin Cities Ladies Club Reality TV and One Love, One House TV.
Yep.
Make sure you guys stay tuned in. Of course, I am the model known as the Beautiful Red. I am also the brand ambassador for Twin Cities Reality Club, which we are now separating, and we are now bringing back the season 3. The Ladies Club will be coming back.
Oh.
We got a whole new cast of ladies.
Ooh.
But the Reality Club will still be in the building as well.
Also,
make sure you guys stay tuned in. On Sunday nights, remember, I will be here with the Elite in Your Cities and Mine. You can follow me on all social media platforms at The Beautiful Red. I mean, you know. But make sure you tune in with me on Sundays where I bring the Elite from my city and yours and all around the country, because I'm about to get out of here, y'all, and go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I got some other things tuning in, but make sure more than anything, we're bringing back collaboration over competition. You guys, seriously, we got to change the narrative and bring the positivity back to business, the positivity back to the entertainment. It is okay to support thy neighbor.
Success our support.
Okay.
Let's get it.
Absolutely.
Okay. So,
anything y'all want to lead in with before we get out of here?
Success start with support.
Okay.
Say it to yourself. Success start with support.
Success start with support.
Just look up somebody random and just support them. Success start with support. Let's get it.
Just keep living like this one day at a time.
Big train fucking building
now. Yesterday, tomorrow. Fuck yesterday. Forget about this.
The radar rap star, man.
Wait.
Put that on the stack. You a bad little bitch. That add little tits. Bomb pussy. Make a nigga wanna sleep up in that shit. Deep, deep like a sheep. Bag it up on the dick. It go deep, deep, deep. Let me hit up in a split. I'm a freak, freak, freak. Eat the pussy while I hit. Let it leak, leak, leak. Then rub the clip with the dick. Then I grab up on her hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. So her bouncing like a band. Bouncing like a band, girl, the way you move it, you got me in a trance. Bouncing like a band, bouncing for your man.
Bounce.
What you tell a bitch?
Bounce.
Bouncing like a bunny, even though I'm your man, still go tip you with this money. And if you would hold my thumbie, let me put it in your tummy. She addicted to the dick, fuck her stupid till she dummy.
An unreleased gem right here.
Lay awake, look up at the stars as I wake and bake. Trying to get a story.